Okay, so we're on this, and we're on this.
I have a hard time not looking at myself.
So our name is Pretty Blunt. That's what we're going for.
Pretty Blunt. I think that works. Like, are we gonna, like, I don't know that I want to say the exact same thing every time. And I think we should probably, like, I don't want to get into, like, a hey guys. Like,
so because we're called Pretty Blunt, maybe the beginning is always a new, like, blunt thing, like something about, like,
yeah,
Jess, like, why do you, like,
yeah, like, love,
what's
is,
this about,
love, or is, like, an unconditional or something like that, different shit.
Okay, I was thinking about, like, you know what I mean, like, did you shave your armpits today, or like something, and you're like, love is unconditional. Get straight fucking into it. Let's just really, really, really get really into it.
I like that a lot of what we're doing, we're like, it'll get there.
And yeah,
we'll find a name. We'll have a content.
We'll figure it out as you go. Well, you know what? I just feel like podcasts can be so put together sometimes, and I want it to be more of a conversation. I want people to be able to come in here, almost feel like they're in the room with us, chatting, having a conversation, getting the information that they need, and the feedback, the honesty they probably don't get all the time.
I agree. I just wonder, do we think too much of ourselves that a conversation between the two of us is enough?
We're like, we're so important that the whole world is going to want to listen to us. But I mean, kind of sort of true.
I mean, I don't disagree.
I think a lot of people want to get to a place of discovery, a personal, like, personal growth. And I think what happened with us within the last 2 years, the only reason why we got to that place is through each other and through going through a lot of shit, but going through it, growing through it.
Amen.
And we wouldn't have known that any different.
Oh my god, 100%. The amount of conversations that we've had, and just being able to have those conversations, being able to vocalize certain things with such vulnerability, has been what's gotten me there, because it's always been in my head, but it, when you hear it, and not that we should be, like, searching for external validation from other people, but when you hear somebody say something that's been in your head that you haven't been able to put together in a particular way, or you haven't been able to line it up, or just even to know that someone else has had that thought, even if it's a TikTok about somebody walking down the street with toilet paper and thinking that you're just thinking about how everybody knows you shit, as if everybody doesn't know that. You know what I mean? Like, this is a very low
level.
Never
had an individual thought in my life.
Exactly, right? So there's something to that just feels really warm and cozy, and that's exactly what I want this podcast to be.
Yeah, I agree. You said something important yesterday that I thought was one of the things that I hope our viewers get, and that's that inner voice.
Yeah.
And learning how to trust it.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like what's being beautiful about our friendship is you've almost been that inner voice. Like, I've felt it and I've heard it and I've said it to myself, but I didn't act on it. I didn't. And yeah, maybe we can call it external validation, but the difference is we're not validating our looks or our very, like, you know, egotistical. We're validating, hey, my true core is feeling like something's wrong and I need a bit of direction. I need someone to come in with a little bit of guidance. But we've also given each other the opportunity to make our own decisions.
Yep.
With the information that we have.
Yep.
And I think that's been what's progressed us, I think, the most. And I'm hoping that that's what other people, you know, were that kind of inner voice for them.
Yeah. And somebody to trust, because I never had anybody in my life that I could be this vulnerable with until I met you.
Mm.
Right? And not everybody's going to have the opportunity to do that. So I want to be that friend. Yeah. You want to be that friend. We want to be, you know, my friend Sam and Jess.
Yeah.
They, you know, and when I say external validation, maybe I need to do a little bit of Googling here.
Yeah, same here.
But there's something different than external validation, but also just, like, as humans, I think we also take a little bit too much pride in being individuals. Obviously, you want to have your own individual thoughts. You want to, you know, be able to internally validate yourself so that if somebody has an opinion of you, it doesn't take you down immediately because someone could be projecting on you, whatever it might be.
Yeah.
But I think it's really important to know that having community, having good people surrounding you, like there's some quote, I don't know what the stats are, but it's like, you know, the 5-6 people that you have the closest to you are who really impacts you and who shapes you. So if you have people around you constantly putting you down or constantly invalidating you or anything like that, it's not shocking that you'll be left feeling a particular way. I always grew up thinking I was too emotional, I was too sensitive, all these types of things. And now I know that's my superpower.
Yeah.
Right? Yep. Does it take me down every day?
Yes. The amount of voice notes, crying voice notes, wailing. The other day I sent Sam is a gift giver. She loves doing gifts. Best gift giver ever. She's in this aisle and she was thinking about, anyway, she's thinking about one of my friends. And I'm having like a mental breakdown while she's sending me this voice note, picture of salt, flaked salt, being like, hey, I was thinking about your friend and like you know, I'd love to pick this up for them, but I wasn't sure. And I'm just in the middle of Farm Boy?
Yeah, I love a Friday night at Farm Boy.
Like, it's just, it's crazy. And that's not even, I mean, we've gotten to that point now, but our friendship when we first started was not like that.
No.
I did not think that. I was like, I thought you were too serious. I was like, Sam hates me because I am a little.
And you know what's interesting is in 2020, when I started being very foolish on Instagram stories, I had people message me and particular conversations with people that were like, you're so much funnier than I thought. And I didn't realize I came off as a serious person. I don't know what that is, because I've never considered myself to be serious or introverted or anything like that. But I don't know what it was. Like, I definitely was like upping the foolishness factor in terms of being like, hey guys, I put popcorn in the front pocket of my hoodie and I'm eating it this way. Has anyone else tried it? And then constantly being like, I know I'm going to cross the line at some point, but someone let me know when I've crossed the line. At no point has anyone let me know I've crossed the line yet. So like, I don't know if it's just like people are laughing with me or at me, but I'm going to keep doing it. But it was interesting because that's not the first time I've heard that.
Yeah. And I don't know if I'm using serious for lack of a better term, but I mean, you were one of the very first people that I probably had met when I started doing content creation and influencing. I guess back then, more so now I call it content creation, but back then I was calling it influencing.
What, like when did we meet? Do you know?
I started in 2015. May 2015, I believe, is when I had that big trip. Ned went to Vegas and Sam had done that shout out and all that for me.
Because I moved here January of 2016. And would have started going to events pretty soon on after then. I guess, by the way, if for some reason you're listening from not one of our social media sources, we are quote unquote social media influencers.
Yes, we also hate using the term, but it's because of the stereotypes that is attached to it. I hate using that term now.
Yeah.
I don't like, even though pretty much everyone on earth is an influencer. If you met a friend that said, oh my gosh, you need to pick up this.
Yes.
How many times, you know what I mean? But I don't like the term because it's attached with like Instagram model, careless, you know, uses people.
Exactly. And this is like, it's the most special thing in the world to me. I don't take it for granted for a second. Yeah. I feel so blessed, but I've also worked very, very hard.
Yeah.
But it's an incredible feeling to feel like, I didn't know what I wanted to do with my life, but it's fallen into place and I built it with help from others, but I built it and I've been able to do it in a genuine way. And like in any industry, you go, there's horrible preschool teachers. There's horrible, I don't know, whatever nice jobs there are, but there's horrible versions of everything. Yeah. And there's great CEOs. There's horrible CEOs, like any industry.
Yep.
And I mean, to get on my soapbox a little bit, but people have been advertising things since the beginning of time. People have been sent on press trips since the beginning of time. Yep. People have been getting PR packages since the beginning of time. And the only reason you know that it exists now is because influencers have given you that key, that opened the door to show you. You think that Brad Pitt in whatever movie just happens to be standing next to a Pepsi machine after the world ended or whatever he's doing? You think that on New Girl, they're just all driving Ford Flexes for fun?
Yeah.
And you don't
people don't
know.
Realize, yeah. They
Jennifer
don't
Aniston's
realize.
Not using Aveeno.
Yeah.
I am. So it makes sense for me to partner with Aveeno.
I am using Aveeno. Jennifer Aniston's getting $3,000 facial.
Yeah, exactly. She's Jennifer Aniston. And like, no one's being like, Jen.
And she looks great.
She does.
If I ever get the chance
to haircut's back in style now, I saw.
Oh, 100%. I don't feel like it's never gone out of style.
Yeah, that's true.
Like,
that's true.
Fair enough. But I mean, so when you, 2016, you had moved here, but you were doing YouTube long before.
Yeah, so I started YouTube in 2012.
Wow, you were like,
yeah.
You're an OG.
OG, baby. OG. You couldn't even make any money. I started it in Newfoundland where I'm from.
What do you mean? Like, no, there was no AdSense? There was no...
I don't think so. Not to my knowledge.
So you purely fun...
100%. And even though I knew that there was potential for money to be made, et cetera, it never seemed right. even remotely possible.
Yeah. Yeah.
So basically the origin story is that I wanted to be Rihanna for Halloween. Okay. I Googled Rihanna makeup tutorial. I came across, at the time it was mostly British YouTubers.
All
British. So one of them is Sammy Maria. I still follow her. She's great. Pixie Woo. Like we were talking about Real Techniques brushes the other day.
Oh my God, Pixie Woo.
Wow. I love them so much. I still think they're phenomenal.
Was Goss back then too? Goss makeup artist?
Yeah. I don't know if I found him at the same time, but definitely got into him.
I loved him.
Pixie Twoo or whatever she was called, like the sister.
Oh yeah, I forgot she had a sister. Were they twins?
No. So there was two sisters for Pixie Woo. There was I can't remember the names right now. Yeah. There's two sisters, but then their brother married a girl. I don't know if she was a YouTuber before, but she was a makeup artist, and then she created her own channel. Tanya Burr is who she is now. But essentially, yeah, so I found that. I happened to be in British Columbia. There was no Sephora in Newfoundland. And I went to Sephora for the first time. It was insane. And then...
How much did you spend?
Oh, not much. I think I bought Naked 2 palette. No, I didn't buy Naked 2. Oh, I got... Anyway, that's a whole other story. We'll do like a makeup thing because I got a bunch of regrets and like it still haunts me. It was like 10 years ago. But what had happened was then when I got back to Newfoundland, like months later, I got my first glam bag. Ipsy glam bag.
Oh, yes, Ipsy.
And it was the first one that came to Canada. Mm-hmm. So I hopped on my laptop, filmed on my webcam. But it was incredibly fun and it got... I'm here now.
When did you notice that it started to take off? My story's opposite.
When I moved to Toronto. So I was doing YouTube for years, and only had like 2,000-3,000 subscribers. Mm. This is before Instagram.
Oh my God.
Yeah, dude. Like, I'm a crypt keeper.
Yeah. The crypt keeper. And it reminds me of Freaky Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Wait, was that the
Lindsay
one with
Lohan?
The... Oh.
I'm talking about firstly, I get there's a million Freaky Fridays.
My mind Lindsay went to Freaky Stories.
Oh, yeah, with the
sluggy maggot.
I haven't seen those in forever.
Yeah, those are good.
Oh, my God. Happened to a friend of a friend of mine.
Yeah, some urban legends. We got really off track, though.
Well, we were talking about how we met.
Oh, right, how we met.
Yeah, and then you moved to Toronto, 2016, and that's when I...
But when did we meet?
Had to be in one of the first events. I'm assuming we met... Because I started going to events almost immediately after, right? Yeah. I just somehow landed into them. And I remember you were probably one of the first people that I met. Because I remember I had seen you. Because, you know, you start to see the same people at every single event, right? Yeah. And so slowly but surely, I remember your face was one of the original faces. Mm. But there was a few other people as well. And then, you know, you just kind of find people you jive with and stuff. But it wasn't until, how many, was it 2018? Was that the event at the Raptors game?
Ooh.
I remember specifically when my opinion changed of you. So specifically.
Yeah.
It was Buxom Raptors.
Right.
We were downstairs in the... What was it? Drake's.
Oh my God. Oh, that bar. They made us wear those like high neck t-shirts and then took us to like, they were like, here's the Ballers Club in the basement of the ACC where all the high value men are.
Yeah.
All now, the alphas.
The alpha males are down here and they're like, you know, got watches and suits on. We're sitting there like.
I'm wearing my shirt that says, I don't know, go buck some lipsticks or something.
We're just sitting there, and I remember something had gone down. We were chatting about something, and you were... Well, I do remember what we were chatting about, but we'll keep that conversation between us. And
I don't even remember. Can you give me, like, a slight... not to be annoying so that people don't know what we're talking about. What,
like, I was talking, you were telling me about someone and why you were like, you know what, you should maybe give them a chance.
Yes.
You're telling me to give someone a chance.
Right.
Because
that's
I was
new.
Yeah. It's new for me. I was very, I was had a very bad experience.
Right. Yes.
And you were like, give them a chance. And at that point, it had been a few months since I had even, I was just like, I'm kind of over it anyway. Right. And, but the conversation that we had, even then, I mean, we're downstairs. There's probably a couple of drinks going on
definitely.
At that point.
Yeah, we had bottle service.
Listen, I don't, that whole night, I was like, what is, and I, anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, did I go out after that? I'm almost positive I did. I invited you out.
Didn't you go out with Hamali? Can we say other people's names?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I mean, yeah, should be fine with it.
Yeah.
Hamali,
if not, we'll get a letter.
I think a couple of other, yeah.
I think it was just you and Hamali. It was because I remember waiting for an Uber and it was like the two of you. And then I think
we were meeting up with a couple of other people at a club or something like that.
Yeah. Wish I went.
Yeah. I remember inviting you out, but you actually had plans. You're like, I haven't gone out in so long. So you had plans.
Wow.
But the conversation we had then was rooted with vulnerability and this accepted. Excuse me. But that's what you get for drinking bubbly water and coffee.
Yeah.
But I remember the conversation very vividly, and I remember walking away saying, I think of Sam differently. And I mean, we didn't immediately get close and like start chatting after that, but I think slowly started responding to stories, slowly started, you know, I don't even think we had each other's number at that point.
No, I don't think so. I think so. And I think too, like, as much as we're like, oh, we hate the name influencer, blah, 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 there are some reasons that the stereotype exists.
Oh, we've experienced.
Right? So I find in situations where I'm going in and meeting new quote unquote influencers that I do have a bit of a wall up because I find sometimes the conversations can be so shallow, so looks based, just pure silliness to the point where I'm like, I'm someone who's quite extroverted in social situations, but that is what makes me, like we talked about at this Buxom event, that event to me was a nightmare. I remember feeling so insecure that entire night, feeling like I don't belong here. I can't talk about the types of things that these people are talking about and I shouldn't be here. And I already have imposter syndrome as is. And it felt like it was just putting the mirror up to my face. Right. But I do remember connecting with you very well.
Yeah.
And I remember Liv was there as well and connecting with her. And that was really, really special. And that kind of broke that down a little bit, because maybe we did have that impression of each other unnecessarily of I'm assuming she is this way because she does this and this.
Right.
You know, like you were very pretty. You're very popular on Instagram. And I... You got those cheekbones.
She gave me a comment about my cheekbones, and I'm like, ugh.
I was falling asleep last night, and Jess had come over. It was my birthday last night, and we had an amazing time. And I realized as I was falling asleep, I was like, ugh. I was kept thinking about how great Jess's makeup looked, and I didn't tell her just how her cheekbones, just like the highlight just hits so hard. It looks perfect. And then I was like, I need to verbalize that to her today.
I'm perfection. I'm absolute perfection. A little bit of filler here and there, a little bit of Botox here and there. But for the most part, God created me. And
I feel like the only quote unquote influencer who hasn't had a needle in their face.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's very common.
And that's
now.
Not like I'm not giving myself a medal here.
No. It's very common now. I mean, that's a whole nother thing that we could actually discuss at some point, because I think it's important. I actually have kind of changed my viewpoint about filler and stuff. Don't get me wrong. I'm not. I love my lips.
Yeah, they are great.
I love my lips, but I'm slowing down in that sector of my life, I guess. Or like I had my little moment with it, but I'm starting to love myself more and more as I look in the mirror every day.
It's not easy spending all day looking at your own face
and critiquing it and editing it. Oh my God. Editing it.
Well, and I'm sure like people who have started working from home and doing more Zoom meetings and stuff can maybe relate a little bit in terms of like having to look at your face all day. You see things that you've never seen. I know that filming from this angle, I'm really actually happy that the mic is hitting me right here.
The jawline?
I don't love myself from the side. I'm not going to lie. I'm working on that.
I don't. Yeah, I do not.
But it's
not
little
like
things like that. Or like if you're filming with somebody else and you know, you have to realize that you want to like look a little happier while mm-hmm. someone else is talking. And just you notice, start to notice everything about your own face. So I'm not surprised that people start doing a little bit of here and there.
Of course.
When you're on camera.
But I also think back to when I started getting filler and Botox. And this is kind of going to be full circle here. The friendships that I had, or the work relationships, or in general the people I surrounded myself, weren't fulfilling the needs Whoa. That I needed to be met.
Yes.
So it's no surprise.
So you filled it with botulism.
External validation. That's coupled with, you know, trying to start a career with influencing and then getting in my head about numbers and am I doing enough? Am I good enough? And that was already part of my life prior to doing influencing. So then when you couple that with, I mean, we are our business.
Oh my.
Numbers are directly associated to your success.
Let's
correct?
Be honest here. The people who have immense success
yeah.
have done so much to their face, or they're so highly edited, that's who gets reposted, that's what sells.
Yeah.
As much as people yep. say they want to see realistic, etc., etc., yep. you still want to see so and so on their private jet or in their pool yep. or on these lavish vacations. Yep. That's what gets the views. Me showing up and saying, hey guys, this is what I look like normally, and here's a couple of things, nobody cares.
Yeah.
There's clickbaity stuff that I could do on my channel to get more views and do more things. And, you know, we can get into beauty TikTok later on, because mm-hmm. I feel like there's a lot of flashbang there and not a lot of value a lot of the time. But, excuse me, that's what tends to sell. And that's what kind of ends up sucking about influencing, is it was supposed to be, hey, it's just some person in the room that I can relate to. And now I see influencers wearing fake lashes selling a drugstore mascara. Or that would never use a drugstore right. mascara. Back to Jennifer Aniston. Right. My girl Jen. This Listen, is not a Jen. Jennifer Aniston bashing yeah. podcast, I swear.
All of our ratings would be like, screw you! We love Jen! I'm like, Jen, if you ever watch this, we love you too.
Yeah, like, I love Jen. But I'm just using it as an example of, like, she doesn't catch flack for that kind of yeah. thing. But somebody who realistically does use Aveeno will catch flack for doing a sponsored ad with them.
It really...
And maybe she does. Maybe Jen does use Aveeno.
I mean, listen.
It is really good. Like, if she has any dry spots, redness, etc., like, it actually is great.
I just can't see her having dry. Like, she still looks 20.
Yeah, but maybe it's because of Aveeno.
I...
Now I'm just changing my whole stance.
You're like, actually, this is a Jen Aniston stan podcast. That's what we are
sponsored
today.
By Aveeno.
Yeah. Aveeno, listen.
Aveeno.
But I feel like those numbers and everything kind of ended up eating me away a little bit.
Absolutely.
And it was lucky that when all of this started going down, and I didn't notice it when it first, it almost creeps up on you.
Mm-hmm.
Slowly eats and eats and it eats away at you.
Yep.
Until you've got nothing left in you. And the one thing that you absolutely fell in love with, I mean, makeup was my first love. I always say that.
Yeah.
Like, no one can make me as happy as yeah. my makeup brush can.
Yeah.
And I started to fall out of love with the one thing that was keeping me happy.
And that's what, excuse me, that's what's so hard about it, I think, because I know that I started, and I believe you started your, you know, influencing, whatever you want to call mm-hmm. your channel, because you had a love for makeup.
Yep.
For me, it was based in more of a want for community,
mm-hmm.
and makeup was the vehicle, and I fell in love with makeup. Like, when you love what you do, like, we turned our jobs and our passions into a career.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
So then when that starts to falter, then it really, really affects your life. And yeah. then you started talking about your family, and they go to work,
yes.
they do their jobs, you
so
want to make money.
With friends, family, anything like that, it's like, you know, a lot of people get up, do a 9-to-5, and live out the rest of their lives doing a 9-to-5.
Yeah.
And I didn't, for some reason, want to fit that mold. I
right.
want to do something else. And I think a lot of people don't take those risks in life. One, because everyone else is sitting there saying, like, you know, but you're not going to make it. Everyone else is doing YouTube. Everyone else is doing this, whatever the case may be. But I was like, I don't want to stick to a 9-to-5. But then when you get to the point where the one thing that you completely shifted your life around, I mean, I remember not even being able to go out the door without eyebrows on. I had to have a full face of makeup on.
Wow.
I didn't let anyone see me without makeup.
Yeah.
And that's also, I think, over the years, the reason why it's not even about falling out of love with makeup. My relationship with makeup and my relationship with myself is so different. And I have the luxury of saying, okay, I want to switch up. I want to switch it up. I want to switch up my content. I want to switch up what I'm doing. Yes, that's scary or whatever, but the reality of our jobs is that we have that ability to do that. Now, think about someone who's working at a job for 5, 6, 7 years, and they go, you know what? I really want to work with children. I don't want to be working at a desk at a bank anymore. I want to work with kids. It's not as easy for someone like that to drop everything. Given their age, too, let's say you're single and whatever case may be, but then there's the pressure of being a woman and having to have a family and do this. And like,
start doing the backwards math on when do I got to meet somebody so that I can have a baby so that I can.
Then you look back at one day you're 60. And that's my whole thing is I do not want to look back when I'm 60, 65, 70 and go, I had the opportunity to take my life by the horns, control my complete control over it, and I didn't do it. I didn't make that jump. I'm very much about taking risks and taking jumps, and I don't think enough people do it. And I hope, you know, we can inspire some people to whether it's YouTube, whether it's something else.
Well, yeah, and I think I want to say, like, it doesn't. I think there's a lot of, like, quit the 9-to-5 narrative, and it's like this is how we feel, right? I honestly think if people want to do their 9-to-5 and they love that and you can find your passion outside of your job, that's amazing too. Because for me, my whole identity is tied so much to my job in a way that's not great.
Yeah.
Should I even say this out loud? But I always want to have the most interesting job in the room. Okay. Mm-hmm. Unpack that. I'll bring that to my therapist next week. But she's so great. I love her so much. But anyways, there's something to that that's very, very scary because I don't know what's next. It's all up to me. So there's a piece and some people like the stability of knowing that they go to work at 9 and they leave at 5.
Can I ask? Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. But can I ask why you feel like you want to have the most interesting job in the room? Is that coming from an ego? Is that coming from a pride? Is that coming from a... You just want to have a conversation. Like, where do you feel it's
definitely
from?
A great conversation starter.
Yeah.
I have a fear of silence in conversations. Like, I definitely fill the space unnecessarily sometimes. But again, that's why my job is my job.
Yeah.
She talks way too much, by the way. I can't get her to shut the fuck up half the time.
How dare you? You know I'm insecure about that.
How dare you?
You know, I honestly don't know because it's not like when somebody else comes to me with a job that I don't find interesting that I think any less of them.
Yeah.
So I'm not quite sure exactly what that is. I think maybe it's a little bit of self-doubt of wanting other people to value me.
So, because I'm the opposite. I don't like talking about my job because I'm scared people are going to see it for the stereotypes of what an influencer
is.
Yes,
but I like to be able to have that conversation. I don't ever just say, I'm an influencer.
Okay.
I'm an influencer. I like to be like, I have YouTube. It's my passion. I quit my full-time job in 2017. Okay.
You're about the story attached to it.
Yeah, I'm like, this is what I'm passionate about. A lot of people see it as this way, but I love it because I get to connect with people. Right. I've gotten to work with brands in ways I've never imagined. I've built it. It's been so exciting. That's what I like.
Such a different light and perspective.
Yeah.
I'm writing this down because I'm embarrassed when I say it to people and I shouldn't be.
Oh, I am at first. I am because I never know what to say. Like, I never know what to call it. I'm always like, I'm a YouTuber.
Right.
I do YouTube.
Yeah.
But then I like to launch into a whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I do have that initial bit of insecurity. And that's what the me wanting to have the most interesting job is too, is insecurity, I think, of not just thinking... And then, you know, we can dig deep. And that's my gift giving as well. Yeah. I want to have value in other people's lives. And that value is not just from me existing as a person. It needs to be something that I'm bringing to the table. A gift, an interesting job, an interesting story. Yourself. Yeah.
It's like a sales pitch, kind of. Yeah. Being like, this is why.
This is why.
Here's what I'm all about.
Yeah.
Tell me about you. Is there something that it's almost, it's strange because it's in a way it's an exchange, but the exchange isn't surface level. You're hoping for more of a, I'm passionate. I'm this. You're almost giving the elements of what you do and hoping that someone else goes, oh my gosh, like, yeah, I love this about you.
Yeah.
I'm like this. We'll totally be able to.
It's not, yeah, I have like X number of, yeah, subscribers, or I was able to do X,
make
Y,
this
Z.
Money, yeah. Or anything.
If it, like, when people are like, how do you make money? I'm like, oh, well,
sponsorships. Yeah. And
I can be like, primarily I make money through sponsorships. Yeah. Like, if Maybelline wants to pay X amount, yeah, of dollars to be in a video, or like, you know, I can say I was able to quit my full time job, yeah, but that's not about the money. It's about, I got to a place where I could do that.
Yeah.
Which, yeah, is something I never imagined. And then people can pick from that what they want. But again, it's not that when someone comes to me with whatever they're offering up that I'm being like, well, what's your job?
Yeah.
What are you bringing to this? What are you? But that's my own insecurity.
Mm. Mm. It's like, I mean, we wouldn't be here. We wouldn't be having the chats that we are. We wouldn't be having the opportunity to be able to do a podcast. This was super important to me because I am at a point in my career where I want to give a more, how do I word this? I want it to feel more fulfilling.
Yep.
I want to give more than just a recommendation for a makeup product, right? Now, don't get me wrong, when I'm doing YouTube or Instagram stories, whatever it may be, I'm incorporating my personality and my comedy, and people appreciate that. Last week I was sticking a tampon up my nose because of a nosebleed, which, fair, by the way, does work. Don't use like a super, use like an extra light or whatever, yeah, it is. Yeah, yeah. But man, that...
What is it, just for absorption?
I saw it on She's the Man,
mm-hmm,
and I was always curious to try it, and, yeah, my nose is just bleeding for whatever reason.
Can't imagine.
I stuck it up there, and it worked quite well.
I mean, it makes sense.
It does.
It tracks.
It does. Just cut the string. So people messaged me,
I would leave the string in.
No, I cut the string just so it wasn't as long.
Oh, and hang it in your mouth.
And... Yeah. Ugh. And somebody, I had a couple of people message me saying that they did it, but when they went out in public with a mask on.
Oh, that's the nice thing. I've worn pimple patches under my mask.
Yeah, I mean, listen, masks have their positive and negatives. I'm not like, you know, it's whatever about it. But
we are pro mask.
We are.
Okay. Don't get it twisted.
Okay. Is it hard to breathe sometimes?
Hey.
Don't even.
It is.
And we're being realistic. We're being pretty blunt right now. There's times I'm fucking sweating. I'm sweating. The last time I wore a red lip, I don't even remember. Okay? Hate it. But I understand why we gotta do it.
We gotta
Sam's
do it.
Sam's looking at me like, Jess, shut the frig up. No, I totally, obviously, I understand. And I do like that I can just...
Yeah.
Put something up, especially on no makeup days, a little eucalyptus or like a little bit of a spray in there.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Make sure you don't like, I don't know, like you're huffing something.
Good question.
You know?
I don't think so.
I'm just saying, room spray. I'm just room spray in your mask that you breathe? That close to your face?
Yeah, I think so.
Cricket? Insert cricket sound? I don't know. That just sounds... like a lot to me. But like, you do you. As long as you're wearing the mask, that's your problem. That's not a public health thing. That's just also, how long have we been talking for?
We're at probably 40 minutes now. So I'd say
I think we've said enough.
Okay, so you want to round it, close it out?
I mean, we didn't ever really introduce ourselves because it just started flowing. I'm Sam. I use she, her pronouns.
So wait, do we want to do? Okay. Hi. My name is Jessica Mann, she, her pronouns, and ultimately a badass as well. I feel like that I need to.
You are ultimately a badass?
Yeah. I mean, I'm trying to be.
Yeah, own it, baby.
Yeah, I'm trying to be a badass.
Validated.
Trying to be a badass. I'm a she, her, and I'm a badass, and I want to add that in there.
I love that.
Yeah.
And I'm a... I don't know. That's a good one.
Badass. Powerhouse. I'd say jack of all trades.
A jack of all trades. Hate hands-on activities.
I'd say excellent communicator.
Yeah, I'm definitely a leader. I'm a communicator for sure.
presidential candidate, I wouldn't mind you doing that one day.
Ugh. I would actually love to be in politics, but I don't actually know enough.
Yeah, neither do I.
But there's certain things, even like municipal, like just like the sidewalks and shit. But, you know, that's a, that's a story for another day.
March and parades.
I did. I marched in my first protest last summer.
And how'd you feel?
It was amazing. Yeah. By the end of By the end of it, I was Googling where the premier of Newfoundland lived. I was like, we should go to his house. I'm like, where's he live?
Sir.
At first, I was like, and then I was like, where is he? Where is he?
The chance and everything.
I'm like, why does tuition cost this much? It's ridiculous.
Oh, God, the housing crisis in Toronto, too.
Yeah, housing crisis. There's a lot of problems.
There's a lot of stuff. But, I mean, ultimately, this podcast is going to, I think, encompass a lot. I don't even want to say the certain topics because I really think this podcast is going to be about personal growth. It's going to be about following that inner voice, hopefully trusting yourself more, growing into yourself, and dumping him. Like, you know, like, like if we really want to get into it,
dump him. And I think, too, like, this is obviously us spitballing. We're getting used to it. There's going to be
hiccups along the way, I think.
Yeah, there's going to be hiccups, but there's also going to be more streamlined episodes depending on what we're talking about.
Yeah.
This is just kind of us getting into it. We're going to hone in on certain things. We definitely want some audience participation.
For sure.
If you have any thoughts, comments, or concerns from this one, absolutely. We do not have our socials set up yet, so
we don't, but
how are people getting in touch with us?
That is Sam, wow. So we just did this haphazardly, really. And you know what, I'm kind of glad that we did it this way.
Me
anyway
too.
I think people are going to get a good idea at least what we're about and how we communicate.
Yeah.
But I'd say for now,
just find us on our personals.
Yeah. You can find me at the blonde man, blonde with an E, man with two N's. Baby, get me there.
And I'm at Samantha Jane YT.
Yes.
And that stands for YouTube.
Not white.
Now it stands for white. Gen Z did that.
So funny. But yeah, like we want to start incorporating voice notes. We want to start incorporating questions that you guys have. Like, we have so much that we want to cover. And if no one listens to this, this is something that we want to do for ourselves.
Totally.
And we want to take you on this journey of discovering and getting to a point where you feel you can feel as good as we're feeling.
Yeah.
But listen, we have bad news. Like,
yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, the day started honestly kind of rough.
Oh, God. Setting up a podcast, not as easy as it looks. Not as easy as it looks, but
I don't think it looked easy. Does anyone think? I thought it was gonna be easy. Maybe, yeah. I don't understand, like, audio. That's, like, not my jam.
Hopefully it sounds great.
I think so.
But anyway, guys, I got to stop saying that.
That's how I intro all of my YouTube videos.
How do people feel about that? Let us know. I do say guys a lot. But we had so much fun doing this first little podcast. Yes, it was all over the place. Get used to it. It happens.
Buckle up,
baby. But otherwise, shoot us a message on socials, and we can't wait for this whole season. It's going to be dope.
Yeah, next episode we're going to be talking about just where you get started, how you get started in this process, right? Yeah. It feels a little bit daunting, and there's a little bit of faking it till you make it.
Yeah.
For sure, with everything, honestly.
Yeah.
You can take away anything, just fake it till you make it, because other people certainly are.
Yeah, oh yeah. And I mean, hopefully you find yourself a Sam or a Jess. And if you can't find one, here we are. So welcome to the Pretty Blunt Podcast.
I love that.
And we'll see you in the next episode.
Bye.
Bye.